Messire. Hashi du wanna kia shana. Hashi du wanna celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Hashi du wanna elate you. Hashi du wanna recite this prayer. There is the Messire of actual action. The tradition of action. And then there is a third Messire, which unfortunately was neglected by many Jews. And now it is of utmost importance. Perhaps our survival will depend on whether or not we'll be able to revive this Messire, this great tradition. The tradition, the Messire of tradition, or I would call it the Messire of experience, of the inner experience of the Jews. The Messire of the heart. There is a Messire of the seichel, of the reason. There is a Messire of the end. Of the yard, and there is a Messire of the end. I'll tell you why we are in trouble about this Messire. And I must tell you, as far as Messire Samachshova is concerned, as one who is in touch and in contact with American Jews, I mean, one who has been in contact with American Jews for the last 27 years, almost 27 years, and Yeshiva, I mean, so many young boys passed through my classroom, some sat down, some try to understand, and some actually, I mean, some I am very proud. So actually, I mean, the Messire of Machshove is the least difficult, the least difficult one. If the teacher is good, a good pedagogue, and knows himself, I mean, what he is supposed to teach, the mind of the American boy is the far superior to the mind of the Lithuanian and the Polish boy 50 years ago. I compare myself, and I was not a best student. I was not two students. And these American boys, their comprehension is far quicker, and they are very precise. They have a precise mode of thinking. Of course, this is due to your secular training since every year. There's no doubt about it. So the Messire of Machshove is only a question of number. So how many will be able to pass out? How many? How many will come to Yeshiva? It's a problem of a numerical problem. It's not a quality problem. The Messire of Mitzvahs is certainly, of course, we are a small minority. Very far from dominating the American scene. Very far. We are a small minority, but we are a strong minority. And minority is power of resistance, cause of resistance, but in the positive sense. Who will resist pressure? Who will resist temptations? Who will resist ridicule? Who will resist, I mean, enmity in opposition? Who will prevent? There's no doubt about it. A bit of a problem? What? Yes, share in the positive sense. Major service in the negative sense, the positive, yeah. The Messire of Arkoshe, of experiencing God, of meeting Him, of searching for Him, of questing for Him, of feeling His presence, of embracing Him. Oh, feeling as if I were embraced by Him. To be in the embrace of God. That's what this is the idea of the Jews. This is the highest religious experience. One feels as if he were in the embrace of God, in the embrace of infinity. This is a very complex problem, how to pass it on to America. And I'm very much concerned about that. But I'm afraid that without this Messire, the other two Messires cannot be sustained for too long. Particularly in passing on, in handing down from generation to generation. Motherman is intellectual, there's no doubt. He's intellectually oriented. Motherman at the same time is questing for something. For something meaningful. For something great. He's questing for an ideal, for grandeur at least. for a certain design in living which exceeds, I mean, the petite bourgeoisie, I mean, morality, I mean. He's out simply somewhat for, he wants simply to cross the borderline of fantasy. He somehow, there is a ferment in him, there is a drive in him for infinity. And this can only be comprehended or explained. The heart. Is as Jewish as the 90 or as the end. How is it possible, actually? And I want you to know something else. We Jews, during the millennia, many centuries, or many thousands of years, we were very reluctant to discuss in public our intimate relationship with the Bnei Elam. Or as I would say differently, our relationship with the Bnei Elam rests upon two concepts or two foundations. One is the divine discipline. What is the aloha if not the divine discipline? It's a discipline of thinking, because an undisciplined mind cannot be alone. You understand very well. Then it's also a discipline of acting. If the hand is not disciplined, so there is no need for a hand to lay too. And this is our great romance. There is romance. What is here appearing is not the story of the great romance of the love affair between finitude and infinity, between man and God, between little man and Almighty, and the Almighty, between mortal man and eternal God, it's a reciprocal romance. Not only does the Jew have to but the many of them have to open as well. And what is true, a confession of love on the part of the Jew and on the part of the Venetian. The Jew has never discussed this great romance, this great adventure. You ask me what? For instance, when you read Christian mystics, do you have confessions? They tell you about their visions, about their... How is that? Visions and experiences. Right away, when you write Kabbalah, he doesn't write in personal terms. There is no confession. What he experienced, he doesn't confide in you. Not at all. It's not stories about visions and rendezvous. What does he do? He conceptualizes, by the way. Say the Kabbalah of Kodavar, and he's a philosophy. And even of the Ariya Kodesh, I will offer. He wouldn't be philosophy, but concept. Universal concept. His personality in such a great, rich color. Personality was intoxicated, drunk with love for God. If he had only just confided in us and told us what he had experienced, our minds would have been richer. But however, there is no confession. Jews have never made a confession. They confess, yes. They do confess. Every Peter, people confess every day, twice a day. And it's in confession from time to time, not only in Israel, but confession is a private affair again between them and their God. Other strangers cannot overhear this confession. There is no eavesdropping. And then in two languages engaged in confession. Confession or confiding. This, in my opinion, is a very strange phenomenon. In my opinion, it's the typical modesty and shyness of the Jews. The noblest and the most exalted truth the Jew thought should remain like the Ark of the Covenant concealed behind the curtain. Zilolochem aporeches beinkeyosh beinkeyosh kodesh. And in the human personality, sanctuary is his emotional life, not his logical life. The emotional life is sanctuary. And the ark is here, concealed behind the curtain. Protected from the eye of the cynic and the glance of the skeptic and the ridicule of the so-called practical, realistic man. The Jew as a father never spoke at his door for his children. Never. And he was a loving father. I won't say it, I mean, never have seen father. But my father was, and my relationship with my father was very close. He's my rebbe. I didn't get any other rebbe. He's my rebbe. And whatever I am intellectually, he's good in. He was very close, I was close to him. There was some existential unity between him and me. But he never told me that he liked me. He never kissed me, I never kissed him. I remember on one occasion I departed, and was doubtful whether I'll ever see him again. He just shook hands and he said, "Listen, sorry, let God be with you." Someone, let us say someone, watched this cold, chilly scene of son and father parting, said, "This is political longer." For there was no meaning, he had no meaning for verbal resistance and external resistance and a skepticism of that moment. We can't pronounce them. We cannot throw them out. And this is the truth. Neither did the Jew and husband, nor did he have a wife, think about love for his or her maid, no matter how united. Those two were, no matter. No matter how much devotion and dedication we need to trust the Lord, actually bound them to each other. We couldn't talk. And apparently, the same method was applied to our relationship with the area. He never told anybody. He's never written about it. But our love, power, and dedication to him, but listen to the Berea mantra about our great honors, he had no literature. The only literature, the only book he had. You see, I said, and so I feel it is both in people. It's a symbol. You should use the symbol of everyone in order to present the law of what I see is a man completely consumed by nostalgia. infierno. Assimilo, e qui c'è il sostanza di una rete di tre funzioni, una differenza, una differenza, una differenza che sono forse tra. However, in America, in the Western world, it is worth it. It is worth it. Father can not contain the plan because the father has to be able to know the religious doctrine and they cannot accept the son somehow to receive something important, significant from them. And it is that to the shooter, to the teacher, to open up the problem in the Western world that you have. I don't know how one can do it. Believe me, I've said it many times. Before I was showing you Jupiter, I teach my Tarmelian the most talking to the show in Jupiter. Not only the law, but even the philosophical aspect, the new type, the motion, new type of the show in Jupiter. I can teach them. I'm not a bad teacher, not a bad pedagogue. But I cannot transmit to them my opinion. I cannot do it. By transmitting my experience, if I want to transmit my experience, I have to transmit my soul, my own heart. Who not answer will help. I have simply added to give something of myself, or rather somehow to have my, to merge vision in one awareness, in central awareness, and somehow merge soul, personality. It's very difficult, I mean. But this is exactly what is necessary. That's why America, in America, American people don't have to wear shoes. I'm thinking about shoes, don't think I'm today. There's a lot of people that are involved in Chile, mechanical disciples, or there's no experience of having to wear. American Jew does not experience in Peter and Rosh Hashanah as you are old. He observes in Peter, I mean, of course he observes. But he does not experience the Jewish Hashanah, the sanctity of the day, the transfer of the day, the beauty of the day, and particularly the newness to God, the only way of the day. And so on and so forth. And this is exactly what our Bakoshi is. A very new story is for us. Make your heaven go down. Make us feel your presence. Experience your nearness. Let it be close to you. And close to you can only one, can it you be, close to God can it you be. And when we experience it, we feel it. We should not only eat matter, but feel matter. We should not only study here, but actually experience how the Torah is a great drama, as a great redeeming act, as an act which purges the personality and so forth and so on. And this is exactly what is necessary. This is the Lishleyach Lonu, Lishleyach Elinim Tovonu, and then the Wulet Tovonu. Wulet Tovonu. I want to say something. When we speak about the brothel of the jail before, there is a problem arising. Usually we relate the brothel of the jail of Israel to the rule of the Jewish community at home, or to the Messianic era. Messianic era. However, seeing the brothel related to the community commands the status of the race, and the brothers preceding Sadi Shaper are all related to the individual needs, even though we use the plural product, but individual needs, so Reino Bondino, the river of Reino, Reino Nero Lamai Shaper, does not allude to the Jewish community, which is oppressed, or is intolerant, or which requires needs redemption, messianic redemption. He wants God to redeem, and redeemed can one be if we one has the perceptivity and the sensitivity for the sensitivity. If one does not have this sensitivity and does not experience the actual presence of God near him, he doesn't feel that he is in the embrace of God, there is no protection. And I want to tell you something. Perhaps I'm breaking the rule which I commented before about Jewish modesty and shyness. Of course, but sometimes it's very hard to find the shy when the heart is full. Or the mind carries a heavy burden. Let me tell you. If there was someone, there is someone who requires with the need of the world. So I am the individual. And it's actually life has been destroyed and shattered. And then completely. And they have completely lost its meaning. Not only I was joyalized, but life lost its meaning. It's become an absurd nonsense to have. And I am the one. It's my life. What thing? I was on the verge of insult. What thing? Stupid. Terrence. When I sit down and I do the thing here, somehow I move in a world of and so neatly arranged as if I hadn't lost anything. World of a shimmering rest. The moment I close the door, I wake up the reality in uproar, in love. What I ever care somehow is an island of sanity on which I get from time to time. Second island is and the island of serenity and peace and equilibrium and sanity only because I try very hard not only to study the mind, but to experience the pain in the heart. I don't know many times that I finish here and I succeed in disentangling a problem in Syria. And I succeed in defining and formulating concepts. And I'm satisfied with it here. So I would like to take you tomorrow in my embrace. Happy tomorrow, and tomorrow. But the key actually is not addressed to tomorrow. Tomorrow is just paper and ink. The key is addressed to the very next. But how can we see the very long piece of humanity this year? How can one see the very long? By keeping the parents. For the address is the very long. And the same is to us. Somehow in spirit, I feel that I'm not alone. There are some of these. And here somehow purges my mind. It is a redemptive quality coming out. It's plainly in terms of mental health I'm speaking of. And this is applicable to everyone. And this cannot be attained by listening to a lecture of this year. This can be attained with a present commitment of that. Try to cultivate, to work on it. And this is it. This means you must be along with the back of your family. When you fail to be, let yourself be found. This is a yell on the news of these things. Now let me speak. For a few minutes, and there. And now you have to my time already?
Yeah.
Put in the arm at the cabinet. What is wrong? Not wrong. What is the fear of the sentence? When it puts in the arm of the cat.
I wouldn't be able to get him all along.
What? He can't be correct. I mean, he's at an end, it's a silly story.
What is the
arm of the cat? What is the arm of the cat?
I slept on the machine the same time I had.
Exactly. What is power? What is power? The third digit of payment is carrying the other. In this necessity, the footing is not the word of footing that makes it. In a beam, carry him for one of the remaining, the carry is going in there. Apparently, the shoulder has identified the creator with footing, the quality. And I'll show you that this equation is correct. Whatever he avoided, the parent moved off. Both are tradition and talent did me a lady. The reason is simple, because the doctrine is not meant to be the petition. The doctrine is meant to go on in the concluding process. And the petition is meant to dominate, so the good thing is we will not put it for dominate, so then the good apparently are identical, that's why I use it. But all I want to say, what is the difference between the body of the meat and the coil in the meat? When you have the pair of the footage and meat and the coil, and you will not approach this combination quite quickly. When you put it to the cabin, you have a counter to the head, you go into the counter and the counter to the right, you can reach the head, and the meat and the water, the coil and the meat.
Thank you.
Madam Rosh Hashanah you declare the year when he had a month of the year, the Golus Israel Nekum and Kenan the Aram, they were away from their respective countries to Yerushalayim. And they cannot sit in Yerushalayim on time to celebrate Pesach there, so then we had a right to declare the year as consisting of 30 months. What does it mean, Golus? Not the sense Golus in the sense of refugees, or immigrants, someone who is before it, but we're going to communities. Going to Israel means communities which live abroad in foreign lands, making the pilgrimage there to Israel, and cannot make Yerushalayim get to Yerushalayim before they can. Going to Israel means human Israel, said the hood for it, should have the same life blood here to Yerushalayim. A fair translation of the sentence Golus Israel. Golus means the Golus, Yerushalayim Ashat Yisrah. What does it mean, Golus Yisrael? The community which hails from Yerushalayim, which lives on the island of Torah. Or let us say Spain, or I just say it, you're not a Yisrael. All right, fine. The footage is exactly what Golus is. Basically, what is, there is no reference in the footage whatsoever to spiritual decline or religious deterioration. There is no reference. The message is no reference. Neither does the term allude to disorganization, anarchy, or the absence of communal life or discipline. Absolutely not. The term in the footage does not allude or does not somehow, is not related to any spiritual breakdown or disintegration. It's only, it's a breakdown geographically when communities live in various parts of the world. But each community can be highly organized. You know very well, in fact, you know from history, the Jewish life in the diaspora was very well organized. And the communities either in Babylon or in Poland, actually, were a little space with his almost unlimited powers in internal matters, you know, very well. I mean, the echo of such communities in such self-rule, in a strong sense of autonomy, we find the Kukulkan. What is our Muslim religion? The echo. And can I say that life in Babylonia, was at the time, when we feel a car, and fuel, and water, and a fire. Nothing. A few bad Babylonians was called Nifuti. Golus Gonel. Goligate. It means a community which does not live in Eretz Yisrael. It is Golus. Large congregations, large communities, large populations, large yok akvaryum sudakin bir Oh, you say nitrate is quite to individuals, to many individuals, but still you never know that. You never know that. This is number one. Two characteristic traits mark the needle. First of all, loneliness, complete isolation from the crowd. What am I doing with the needle? Needle means remove the crowd from the crowd. And also the danger of complete elimination. The lack of communication is life of the very periphery. Being surrounded by native environment, the absence of facilities indispensable for the classification of the Jewish heritage, this is considered, this is needed. It means both is isolated, geographically isolated, and also spiritually exposed. Cast away.
You're reaching something.
Yes.
They are not the Jewish people. They are Israelites.
study different Kishimiyot in some communities among them, in Germany, Kimitara, in an hour and a half, but still there are mixed Israel. There are two problems. The one problem is the Christian Israel, the second problem is Christian Israel. What is, could you define the two problems to me? What's the problem of the Christian Israel? The Buddhist Israel is the problem of separation of the Jews. Basically, the Buddhist Israel is a problem of Israel. Not the problem of Yahadun, not the problem of Yahadun. Yahadun did exist in the diaspora for 2 millennia. And we have performed pretty well, I must say. To such an extent, Chazal say, you need voice of it. Not your speech is pleasant, but the desert is pleasant. The Jews have acted more heroically in times of distress when they were in exile than they did have during the First Commonwealth, when they enjoyed freedom and liberty and the joy and the grandeur and the glory of the Holy Spirit. We call it our people, the Midboy is not in the But it is a question that we say to the same of coming to the ark of the Lord, we are not praying for the Lord. Basically, I don't know now anymore. But thanks to the Jews in 2 millennia, and please don't misinterpret my remarks here and say that I'm going to support the end of the ark. Because it's better drastically, you understand, when I'll speak for or against it. The man of Jews will have the reminder to go. But the problem is a problem for narrative. In a destroyer and all that oil should be built, not only now because of circumstances. In general, our context of current destroyer. What does it mean, Eric, destroyer, which way must follow? In its full integrity, it is not only the land, the territory. Territory itself is not important. But what does it mean, Eric, destroyer, as the whole of the Jewish people? In order to make Eretz Yisrael the home of the Jewish people, not of Jewish people, but of the Jewish people. And that, for what should be, what must be, implemented or realized, will put the same in coming. It's a problem of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we believe that the Jews, they are so Jewish in Israel, God is present when there is a small group of 10, the larger the group, the more the speaker to the divine presence, to the cloud of oil, to the action, the ingather from all parts of the world in Eretz Yisrael, then we believe there would be a public assurance of sin, public revelation of the divine God. This is our belief, this is our faith, this is the commission. Yes. But this is a problem basically. And for the same mechanics, the yard of the OS is a problem of Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael. Midochim is a different problem. Basically, Eretz Yisrael is not interested in Midochim. I'm not speaking now in terms of contemporary problems. Eretz Yisrael is the ideal end for whose restoration you pray and for the ingathering of the exile. For who is arriving the terror of Eretz Yisrael, who is petitioned God day in, day out, this actually would not depend upon a few Midrashim. The Midrashim are a small minority. Eretz Yisrael could afford to lose them. What is the problem with the Midrashim? God refuses to give us a single Jew. There is a man in Iraq. Not a single Jew should be lost. Not one soul should be elevated. In the year, in the dock, I say, I don't know, and they show me the best one, they show me the apple. And they show me the apple, they show me the apple. This is the promise of God, made by God, that every Jew will be saved. Every Jew will be down to the fold. Not a single Jew will be lost. And now, it's quite interesting. We start the shape of the prophet of the relationship from human infection. From human infection, not the prophet from individuals. If this bracha is communal bracha, then the Mizrachim should not be emphasized. What should we emphasize? This is the Tabit going to the same Mara Tabit Torah. Then we conclude with words of praise to God, when you say he's not only interested in the Putin Israel, in the great crowd, in the millions of Jews, but God is concerned over every lonely soul. The Tabit even you should add a few mitzvahs. However, in Avinu is not a prayer. He has to request not the Sheva for the petition. Now at the end, I want to say the last sentence.
Thank you.
בבית המקדש, במחיה מקינגרם, הם נצחו הפגעת הברעות. ובקרי ישראל ירחו לכם את הפרעות. שמואל דיריה, ושמואל מול פרעות, ובוא זה אותו על לכם את הפרעות. Find the echo of the Hindu God. Prayer of the Hindu God is one of the most exalted prayers in human literature. Because it is exalted, it's so impressive that the Nantak anti-Semite, like Rudolf Hopper, says that the Hindu God is the most beautiful, the most sublime, the most exalted prayer in human literature and as a whole. If you want to make the world a better place for Israel, so I'll tell it up with you. That's what it is. And this is basically men's style. Well, beautifully as a construction. Men's style, you know, in the statement of his intelligence, who created God, created Machis, as an intelligent being, he prays for more, for wider understanding, for more profound discernment, for sweet and depth. And he is ready to pay the price of knowledge, the price of intelligence, the price of intellectual achievement, which is not ready. So then he begins to spread his request until it lines up to the apex. Apex is the Anakin word, which will redeem man from all his suffering. And man will be great without being satisfied. There is one thing interesting. What prompted Shmuel to do that? Was it arbitrary? Was it arbitrary? You know, I don't believe in arbitrary. When Hasna Hazal was not arbitrary, he didn't do things of some kind. Something prompted him. There is a reason for it, a good reason. What prompted him? They say, what prompted? You know what? One letter. Not one word. One letter. One letter. This letter is very strange. No broche is preceded by Bogachibu in Shemot. This capula is the capula of the word. The Lama Shiva will be before. So I let out, because this is the letter, a small vessel. The Akeim al Dai Kroi Shofetu, Val Roshen Tane Tereho. So it's one point. Roshim is a pain in the Roshenu, judgment and punishment. And punishment, yes. It's one point. And the Yerushalayim will be for the Rachim. Meaning Allah Tzadikim, Allah Hasim, Allah Hasim, Allah Hasim, Allah Hasim, Allah Hasim, Allah Baruch Atu Adishem, Mishal Mishpach HaTavidim, you know when? You know, Shabbai Mircha Verach, Mishoshu Mishpach HaTavidim. That's what God is saying. The Lord. And here, it's very strange. Here, we find something which is rather dark from the center of Allah. And it's very timely. To all the Jews who visit us to pray and go pay a visit to the people of our own. You know that we clear, and I want you to understand me, I'm not overruling anybody, but it's my opinion, and I thought it was even better. So you'll take it soon, that's why I'm more sweet now. Now, Abba Nera to pray knows all of them, but many, say that there is no clear, not even in front of the people of Israel. So you understand, Allah is given here in relation to food. And the fact that all the Jews were under the sovereignty and control are there. Whoever the name was Rome or the church or other for them, we are supposed to start free, or whenever we enter the city after that, which was a ruin, or which was not inhabited by them. This year is especially in the world. This one is the authority that the city of all, this one is the city of the ruins of the city of the ruins. And being restored, it is bigger than when they reach there. However, the Beit HaMikdash is really a people now having the relationship with Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is not a problem of political decision or political decision. Beit HaMikdash is absolutely not involved in the problem of, so to say, of political control of sovereignty and the whole sovereignty that Beit HaMikdash is. Beit HaMikdash is measured by its own standards. What are the standards which determine the Chiyuv Kriyah? The Chiyuv Kriyah for Beit HaMikdash, simply the opinion and Mikdash of the Churban. If the Beit HaMikdash has been restored now, there would be no Kriyah. But as long as there is Tshuva, there are Tshuva, and the Arabic and the restoration of the Beit HaMikdash part has begun, and we'll have Moshiach will be tomorrow, we'll hear tomorrow, and we'll get rid of the Tshuva and of the United Nations. But however, for the time being, under natural circumstances, Beit HaMikdash, here Beit HaMikdash is far-fetched. Yes, so if Beit HaMikdash is Chobane, if Beit HaMikdash is Chobane, the tree is warranted. Because the tree is warranted not by political pressure, but simply by natural opinion and by being an influence. Now the question is going to go. Again, Old Jerusalem, the tree of Old Jerusalem, is not related to the problem of political control. Jerusalem basically is a part of the Middash. Jerusalem is not a capital city. I'll be aware. Jerusalem is not a capital city. They were not the Middash. It is the human law of Jerusalem. But it is not an indistinction of Jerusalem. But Jerusalem is... Jerusalem is the integral part of the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is divided into three sectors. Machne Shvine, Machne Levi, and Machne Yisroel. The Machne Yisroel is Jerusalem. So the question of three, so they say Jerusalem at the New York. The Jews in the world say Jerusalem at the New York. And we are not going to say I'm concerned about Jerusalem. But as a foreign Jew living in Jerusalem, say Jerusalem at New York. If the parents of Muya is applicable to your client, not only in parents of four, but the students speaking, as the government that is currently planning to do now, in parents of restoring the city physically, in parents, what? In parents of being the government. Gaining your client of the sham means that your client will be completely restored, and the complete restoration of your client will be an amigdash. As long as there is hope an amigdash, there is also food and water. And that's why Shmuel says, the Yitzchak of Hul. What does the Hashem Shmuel say? The Dinyan Erecho, and the Shichu Reich Omecho. There is no Dinyan Eir without the Dinyan Erecho, without the Dinyan Erecho. The Dinyan Erecho, 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 and we say we are flying you for the Rachman Toshu, we teach him the same of Tash of the Dalva. Meaning that Shoya is not ready to recite it. That's the design of flying is only fully because of the Vitamin. So Kriya is warranted by the case. For the case of Aroni and Yerushalayim. Now let's see. Now the last
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the regular walk, Magdalene, oh, we have God to help with our prayer and accept our supplication. So it means we must intercede and plead with him, offer our prayer, beg him for mercy, he should accept our prayer. Correct? In Adonino or in Adonino, however, when we utilize the phrase, I mean, Adonino, you've got the phrase from Adonino, we express the hope that God anticipates our prayer and his salvation comes immediately, even before we have a chance, I mean, to offer our petition to him. Why is it necessary? And I want to understand why is in Adonino Perenico Adosane, the idea of Perenico Adosane was introduced, and in Schmackelino, Shmea, Gato Shmea Tilas Ponte, Piato Shmea Tilas Ampli Fondra. Two different motifs. What's the difference between these two motifs? One motif is faith, just a moment, they saw it for that, the highway story. But you don't understand the two motifs. The two motifs are contradictory. The completely are mutually exclusive. Very strange. No. One motif, one field, is one of prayer. Prayer is necessary, indispensable. If man wants redemption, he wants to be helped, he wants to be sustained by God, supported by him, he has to pray. God accepts prayer. But without prayer, there is no assistance, will be forced coming from God. This is the theme of Shema Adonino. Or this is the theme that first came to him, Shemaya Tzilo, was left of Kofosho Yerenu. And this is, as I always say, this is a paradoxical theme. This one, prayer is the greatest privilege that God granted man. It's perhaps the greatest of all. It is the pure act of grace that heaven. Why is prayer heaven? Because logically, man has no right to approach God. I mean, I always give the example, it's a very vulgar example, but for this, my vulgarity, for it's a good example, it's first, but fine. I'll knock on the door of the present, I'll go to the door. When it's busy in Vietnam and North Korea, and Kukula, I don't know how to pronounce it, and the Middle East, and the Congress, and what is it, Romney, and Kennedy, the Kennedy brother, he's quite busy, his mind is strong, I mean, I don't blame him. Knock at the door, who walks into him while he's in session, he's here in the council, and say, I'd like to bring him, he gives me that money, $50, I mean, for a couple of weeks, I want to buy him. So what will the job do with me? How do I eat on top? Very well. But of course, I'll be entitled to it. Now, if the Jew comes, knocks on the door of the Eternal, of the Melech Malkei HaMalachim, whose warrior guides, billions of stars, whose warriors determines the course of the flying nebulae on the outskirts of the universe, the little man of a little planet in a little solar system, in a galaxy which is insignificant to the cosmos, knocks on the door of Seraph Malkei HaMalachim, of innumerable worlds, for that story. Let it be held, let it be prosperity, let it be in the universe. Let it be. Do I have the right? Is this the etiquette? Apparently, this is the next accession of pure grace that God granted man that is capable of and entitled to nothing than his door whenever he wants. Whenever he feels like. And very strange, a Jew has the right to pray not only for necessary, for the indispensable, for the inevitable he needs for the sustenance of his life. He has the right to pray even for frivolity, for luxury, for things which are unnecessary. For negative, for machlos, anything that plagues your heart, he needs the alcoholic, or the drug addict, is plagued by the wrath of our dark night of loneliness, there is no spirit. What's there? What is it out here looking?
Because you enter
are pleased because they have been formulated. Both at Rabbi Shem Rain and Ami, by the Shmuel introducing Minta Avinenu for simple reasons. The Rambam said that Avinenu is recited when the man is strong, when he finds himself in distress, he has no peace of mind to express himself, to elaborate his request. He needs only a few words. He tries to somehow to formulate a synopsis, Hashem Esrei. But when it comes to the conclusion, he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, all I can do is I can try and I can engage. I am in despair. I cannot publish my fear for the Lord. The Atla Vishen Moim and Israel.
Shem.